Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea. Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever after dark.
After dark.
Oh yeah, baby. It actually is after dark.
It is. It is pitch black outside.
This is our first time shooting this late. Like starting,
yes, starting this late.
Except for, well, starting this late, yeah. But we filmed this late except one other time. The truth or drink.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Go back and wash that.
That's right. Yeah, go back and wash that. Because that was, did we start it late or we just went late?
I think
we were having a sleepover that night, so we didn't, like, really care.
Yeah. I think that might have been, like, one of the ones towards the end, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we are having a very after-hours conversation tonight. Which we didn't even plan, like, oh, we have to do this one as our evening episode.
Yeah. It just worked out that way.
But we filmed, like, the other January episodes that you've seen, like, you know, in a day. And then we had to do this one episode just on its own, just scheduling-wise. And we were like, well, we'll just do one. Late at night,
right
after Stephen gets home and he's with Grace, and then we can just have fun girly vibes.
Right.
And surprise, surprise,
it's giving. Not safe for work. Or your children. So maybe don't listen to this with your children or whoever you feel embarrassed to listen to.
Yeah, this one's going to be a little saucy, a little spicy.
Yeah.
It's a headphones episode.
Thank you for that.
It's a headphones episode. Correct.
Yeah, because even like listening to it in public, you might be like, oh my God, me too. Wait a minute. Oh,
right.
I don't agree.
Oh my God,
that's
out loud. Yeah, it's a bit, it'll be a little
so
spicy.
Put in your little headphones.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And join us. After dark. It's like a SpongeBob episode. And we're doing this
at night.
Yeah.
And we're talking about our sexual awakenings.
At night.
If you ever want to be a part of the conversation at all involving episodes like this, we have a Google form that we will send out for you to send your sexual awakenings or other things that we're asking for to be a part of episodes like this.
And you can also follow us on Instagram, leave comments there or send us messages, and also the comment section on our YouTube videos for the podcast episodes. It's a pop in place, so
yes.
Sound off. So I guess to kick off the conversation, you mentioned 10 to 12. At what age would you say your sexual awakening started? The first time you were like, oh.
I feel like you recognize it and you can like feel it, right? But you don't actually know like what it is you're feeling.
Right.
Yes. It's like you're like, something's happening, but I don't actually know what it is and I can't place it. And then like, I don't know why, who, what, where. It's like all the things. Like, I don't really know what's going on, but something is happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Why am I rewatching the same scene or rereading the same passage over and over and over again?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even, what did you ask?
When
me,
do you feel
what
like,
are we talking about right now?
Whoa.
Where am I?
Sheesh.
Did somebody turn up the heat
in here? Because
suddenly I'm back in my childhood bedroom reading under the sheets and.
Be right.
With the flashlight and mom, no, I'm already asleep.
10 dogs, I swear.
Oh my God.
Pausing it every 5 seconds because I hear something. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Me, pause. Dude, okay, TBT to like cable. First of all, TBT to cable and TBT to the back button. I know everybody knows what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When you are watching something you shouldn't have been watching, mm-hmm. also while watching like some cartoon or something, mm-hmm. and like you hear something and you quickly push a button and you're like, well, I'm just watching SpongeBob, but just chill, bro, relax.
Yeah.
They leave. Back. Like, back to HBO.
Me clicking back to Jersey Shore
all the time, dude.
My mom.
I couldn't even watch like Degrassi, bro.
Really?
Well, watch Degrassi back now.
I know. I was going to say. I think it's
absolutely inappropriate for sure. But like.
It's better that you were told not to watch it.
Oh, yeah. But okay, I needed to watch it because it was giving what I needed it to give.
Right. And for me, it was less about, oh my gosh, my parents will be mad or I'll be in trouble. Like, I wasn't really worried about that. It was more like, I don't want to. Yeah, embarrassed. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to have this conversation.
Right. I don't. Right. Yeah.
Thanks for seeing me, but don't see me right now.
Yeah, right. This is just for me.
So, Ryan.
Yes.
When did it kick off for you? When was that first tingly feeling?
Probably around like 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And it was, and I can't pinpoint it, but it definitely was like, I was watching like a show and like people were like kissing or like making out like intensely. But it was definitely just like people kissing. Like it wasn't even like an actual sex scene. Like, because also I was 10. So that's like not where I was at, but I was like, I feel like weird, but like a good weird, you know?
Yeah. You talking about like sexing, but like wasn't really like, I can picture myself putting in the VHS for The Notebook and like,
I wrote down in my notes
The Notebook scene.
Why? Talk about it, ladies.
Let me open up a little bit and then Sierra, take the mic.
This is so really giving sorry. After dark. No.
No, I'm glad that I was not the only one, babes.
Okay, now was it when they were all wet after the rain and doing it or the first time when they were in the abandoned house?
All of the above.
I think it was the wet scene. I think it was the wet scene. Yeah. The wet scene is when like he like, no, so I'm sorry. Hold on. Sorry. I'm getting
She's blushing.
Ryan Gosling. Okay. Is Ryan Gosling and Zac Efron. Those are my favorite top guys. So
I also wrote down Zac Efron.
Well, I think low key.
Do we have a time?
No, I knew that we were all going to write down Zac Efron. Like, yeah, because same, like, I think we, bro, Zac Efron. Millennial, like, God. Like, well, he is the millennial. He is the Ryan Gosling of our generation.
I ask you guys, what do you think, which Zac Efron got you more? Hairspray or High School Musical Zac Efron?
Hairspray, maybe because I was older, but mm-hmm. also because of the dance he did in Ladies' Choice.
Right.
I'm sorry, I derailed you.
Oh, right.
You're putting in the VHS.
Yeah. Walk us through it. I want a tutorial.
I felt embarrassed. And I only had still like the VHS small movie. And I still remember that was like one of my first like hard copy movies that like I also was gifted like for my parents. I don't think that they knew what was in
like
the content. They were just like, oh, love story, Ryan Gosling. She's fine, whatever.
Right.
Me putting it in and like rewinding and be like, wow. And then telling my girlfriends, I have the hard copy. And so then I would have sleepovers and also the girls were gooped and gagged over popcorn.
No,
like,
right.
And I'm like, oh boy.
Not you, but it's you being like the source for all your friends. Yeah. Like,
I know.
You're like, girls, get into it.
No, I actually, I know. I now, in retrospect, I'm like, was I the bad friend that they're like, no, you can't hang out with Floma because she's playing the notebook.
She's going to show you the unedited notebook.
I had the
ascended version.
See, the thing is, I watched The Notebook on TV, and you know how they edit things for TV? With my mom, like it was on the TV. And so I was like, oh my God, I love this movie. It's like beautiful and romantic.
Right.
And then I watched it non-TV censored.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God.
I don't remember this part.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're like, have I never seen this before? Is this a different movie? Yeah. Yeah. The Notebook did not. I don't think I really liked The Notebook. But I think it was just because I was just like, I'm bored. You know, like, get into it. If you're going to get into it, well, get into it.
It's cheesy.
It is. And you know me. I don't have time.
T.
But I will say, the Zac Efron question, I simply have to go back to because I think, again, my sexual, like, awakening moment with Zac Efron was definitely in Hairspray. But I acknowledged how hot he was in High School Musicals. And then in High School Musical 2, I feel like we already talked about this, when his boxers were showing, I was, like, not doing okay. Like, I was like, oh my God. Whoa. But like, Hairspray was when I was like.
Well, I think there's something to note about that. How doing? Is it that all the girls in this room are obsessed with High School Musical but love Zac Efron the most as Link Larkin? And I truly think it is just like that Riz. Like in High School Musical, that first one, he didn't have it yet. And by the time he became Link Larkin, when he embodied him, he was like, I'm lady's choice. And he was, and he the was, way he would look at the camera and the way also, he would sing, I was also like, I'm like,
let's talk about it. Because in High School Musical, he was simply like a jock also.
Can I pitch you?
Please.
It was also Drew Seeley for the first movie. So it was the first time I felt like I saw him as the character for the first time vocally.
That's right. As theater girlies, we can appreciate a good voice. And if we're like, it's not even him, then am I really getting
God, right. He is so hot in Hairspray.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So before Hairspray, I loved Zac Efron, like you were saying, of like, but it was like, I had fun being boy crazy.
Yes.
It wasn't like I was having dreams about him. It was like,
right.
Oh my God, it's so fun. I'm going to get a pin of him and put it on my backpack from Justice.
Right.
And then Hairspray came out. And then it was different. I made a Zac Efron picket sign to go to the premiere.
Not a picket sign.
A picket sign. Like, I don't know why I got this idea. But I think this was like the, oh my God, it's so fun to be boy crazy.
Right.
I got like a wooden stick and like a paste, like a poster board.
Right.
And I pasted
from
on.
From Michaels.
Yes. Right. Like I was like, Mom, I have to make my Zac Efron picket sign.
And she's like, right.
Okay, Sierra, we'll take you to Michaels. And I pasted on
Jesus.
One of the like full page pictures from the J14 magazine of
course,
him.
Of course.
And I wrote like number one Zac Efron fan or something. And then like me and my cast from the show that I was in were going together to see it in the opening day.
Mm-hmm. Naturally.
And I showed up with my Zac Efron picket sign.
Did they also make picket signs? Or you said, I'm going to make this a one-woman sport.
No, it was only me. And I got a little embarrassed when I got there. But I still carried it in.
And you know what? Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm going to stand by this choice.
I'm going to stand beside him.
Thank you.
Is that your Yeah, and that's my man. And I'm going to stand beside him. That was Sierra.
Holding the picket sign.
Holding the picket sign.
And my parents kept it for a long time because I think they thought it was really funny.
Right.
So it was in our garage for like a decade. And like, I want to ask my mom, like, when did they finally in one of, you know, they clean out the garage probably every 4 or 5 years.
Right.
There was one clean out where they were like,
all right. And it's time.
Zach is seeing his light of day. But I want to know, are there any photos? Like maybe double check with your mom. Be like, when did you toss this out? And are there any photo evidence?
I should check. Because if there are, it's probably on like an old hard drive. But maybe we could dig it up.
I know. So it's everything's on those old hard drives.
Oh my God. Yeah. I feel like I want to ask my parents when the Zac Efron like phase like started because I know that they were like very aware of it.
Same.
Like they were like, because I remember sometimes it would be too much and then my parents would be like, Ryan, like, yes, but like you just like need to calm down a little bit. Like this is a bit like much. And we had a few conversations like that throughout the years. Like, all right. Simmer down.
That's so sweet.
Because I think I just was like doing the most. And like knowing me, I simply was doing the most. Like I know that I was like doing crazy things.
But daddy, I love him.
It really was like that. And it was simply a bit delusional.
But also successfully, your Justin Bieber fan account that you sold an entrepreneur.
That's true.
Right.
They don't even know about that.
Exposing the expose. Do you want to open up about this now?
Wait, you did in Two Truths and a Lie.
I did.
Yes, but vaguely.
I did. Well, I meant they as in my parents.
I meant the viewers.
They know.
They know, not the parents.
No, my parents don't even know. Like, it's so crazy because I'm like, you guys were, like, my parents were like, it's too much, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you guys don't even know the half of it, bro. You guys don't even know.
This is the side I show you.
Literally. This is the side I allow for society.
They're like, Ryan, this has gotten out of control. You're like, you have no idea how many subscribers are literally subscribed to me to inform them on Justin Bieber. So yeah, it's a bit out of control.
Dude, I feel like one of the things that got me, and we talked about this in a past episode, was the posters from the J14 magazine to Teen Beat and all that. There was this one poster specifically, and I think we already talked about this, but I will need to bring it up again because it's important. It's a poster of Zac Efron, and it's definitely a Photoshop photo, but the background is him, like, on a beach. It's, like, sandy, and there's, like, palm trees in the back, and it's him in, like, in a white tank top, and his little boobies, his little, what are they called? Pecs?
Yeah, his little pecs.
His pecs were poking a little.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus, oh my God. Like, I just remember being like,
I'm unwell.
It's got to go on the door. And then that was when my dad was like,
enough.
Fine.
You put him on the door.
But put
front.
Him on the inside.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You wanted everyone, even on the outside, to enjoy.
I said, you guys don't all feel this way?
Right.
This is for everybody. Take part. Get into it. My dad was like, please.
Right. I was like that too. And I think that was really Woo! Prior.
That
wasn't the picture.
That was not the picture. But you know what? I wish it would have been.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm like, should I start the wall back up?
Yeah.
my door and my...
Ryan comes over and that's he's on like, the outside of your front door.
He's like, I think I might need to go. Let me excuse myself. Sorry, I totally... No. I saw Zac Efron and I just lost all train of thought.
Just pulled it up and I mean...
And I'm sorry.
That's
please.
Of course. What? That's like a stop traffic moment.
Literally...
That was a Baywatch moment.
No,
which, by the way, he was like in the Baywatch movie recently, right?
Yeah. Oh, he was in the Baywatch movie.
I don't know why I'm pretending I didn't see it.
Yeah. she's like, and I think he was.
Wasn't he in that
and
like, movie?
And what's that movie called?
There's footage of me drooling watching slow-mo.
Wasn't he in that?
You got to taste that ass. This is so embarrassing. We're talking about Zac Efron for so long.
I mean, they had to know what they were getting into with the
That's
title
true.
Sexual Awakening.
You guys feel the same way. I know it.
Yeah, if you don't, you're lying, bro.
You're lying. If you like men, you like Zac Efron. There's no like...
Bro, if you like women, you like Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Like,
there's just something about
There's something
him.
For everyone with him.
Oh, yeah, him. Yeah.
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 the collective inhale is sending me. This episode is really giving After Dark.
Yeah.
Like, we have the giggles,
this
bro.
This just shows you how much he impacted us and how much Link Larkin had on us. Like, again, that's why I had to ask, was it Zac Efron? Because it wasn't Zac Efron. It wasn't him in High School Music. It was Link Larkin.
Link Larkin made... Like, obviously, we love Zac Efron because whatever. Troy Bolton gave what he needed to give. Link Larkin gave. But because he gave us Link Larkin, that was when I was like, okay, it's simply Zac Efron.
Yes.
Like, that's because I was like, yeah, Troy Bolton, period. And then I was like, Link Larkin. But then I was like, oh, it's just Zac Efron.
Mm-hmm. And that was also, for me, the difference in terms of Sexual Awakening. When he was just Troy Bolton, it was fun, haha, boy crazy.
Yes.
Because I was like you, I covered my wall in the posters.
Right.
But there was no tingly feeling.
Yes.
It was just like, oh my God.
Hot boys.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like that with like every celebrity, but also just like boys in general.
Yes.
Like when I was in elementary school, I thought it was so fun to be boy crazy with my friends.
Have a crush and talk about the crush and do the whole thing. Absolutely.
Yeah. But there was no part of me that was thinking about it sexually yet.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But there was a switch and Zac Efron.
But you know
was
what?
Was part of that switch.
Hairspray came out when we were in middle school. So it does make sense, right? That's like puberty.
Oh, okay.
Right? That's like literally when we're like, that's when the switch happens within ourselves.
Yes.
So that does make sense that like Link Larkin was like,
well, and
hitting.
Also canonically, like in the, because I always thought that Troy Bolton was a little bitch and I can't relate to what you guys are saying, even though I respect it.
Love that. Thank you.
I also read the High School Musical series books, and he's much more of a bitch in the books. But
period.
It also followed the timeline of it was like by the time we met him, we were in a similar enough age group, and then by the time he hit Link Larkin, it also was a good continuation from the age Troy Bolton was to the next character he played on a main stage, which doesn't happen that often.
Mm. No, you're right,
especially for like Disney, the Disney girlies,
because he was in high school still in Hairspray, I guess, right out, because Hairspray and High School Musical 2 came out the same year.
Yes.
We had a full year of like so much Zac Efron content.
Yep.
And I honestly remember that so distinctly because I went to the farm in Indiana that year, and all I watched
so
was
sorry.
No, bro, laugh.
You sounded like damn ass Hannah Montana, and I went to the farm.
Yeah.
To
taking off her wig and
you've
like,
gotta
like,
find yourself Ryan back to the farm.
That's what that was giving me.
You're saying I can't be Hannah again?
No, but, right. I was living my Hannah Montana moment. Please.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Please go on.
Listen, that was necessary because I did say it like that. I was like, when I went back to the farm. And I remember, like, I watched High School Musical and Hairspray. Like, it was just, like, I just flip-flopped between the two. Because, and I also needed to, I was trying to learn the lyrics. Also, right. I was busy. I was training for me being in Hairspray four times in a row, like, 2 years after that. So, thank God.
Okay, looking at my notes, because I did write down some notes on this topic, there is another aspect of High School Musical, or I guess the cast of High School Musical, that was part of my sexual awakening. And that is, say it with me, Vanessa Hudgens nudes.
Oh my God. That is not where I thought you were going, but abs, you are so right.
I had never like seen a naked body.
No.
And I was like, I remember hearing about it at school and being like, well, what? Like,
And them talking bad.
Yeah.
Bad about it.
Yeah, like, oh my God.
Like, not Vanessa Hudgens.
So how could, like, she do that?
How could she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. On the family computer. On the Vanessa Hudgens naked.
Yeah, because it wasn't, we weren't like
nudes.
It was naked. Yeah.
And I didn't, first of all, I was just, you know, mouth on the floor, like, oh.
Right, like.
But also, I didn't understand at that age why someone would take a naked photo.
Right.
There was no aspect. I'm like, I just didn't get it. I'm like, huh?
Like, right. And like, why?
Yeah.
Right.
And like, yeah. Because it wasn't like, because I also feel like, even though, like, when we were taking in this information, right, it was like, it wasn't like, oh, she's sending it to somebody. It just like, naked photos of Vanessa Hudgens, blah, 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 blah. And it's like,
and maybe,
so why?
And maybe I had a different experience, because after that happened, I remember my mom was like, hey, so you know this happened to this girl, obviously. Like, we don't do that. You want to be an actress. We don't send these kind of photos. And that was literally my exposure to, like, nudes and everything. My mom primed me since Vanessa Hudgens. She literally was like, she sent these photos to someone she trusted, and this boy, sometimes we can't trust boys, and so we just don't send them to boys, because if you want to do this, you can't do this because it could happen. And I was like, okay, gotcha, got it. And so I understood that she was sending them to these boys, and I was like, but then I started doing math of like, why are we sending them to boys?
Right.
But I didn't understand yet, but glad there was like an explanation of like, but no, we don't do it. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but we don't do it.
Right. And now that we're on the topic of nudes, and like, literally fuck this man forever.
Chris Brown. That shook me to my core.
I was unwell. I was like, oh. Oh,
that was the first peen we had seen
ever.
I remember a girl in my drama class showing everyone.
Right.
Like, have you seen this?
Of course.
I didn't have that in the privacy of my family computer.
No.
It was like, have you seen this? And all of a sudden I'm just trying to keep a straight face like, huh.
Wow.
Interesting. My lip is like twitching.
Red eyes.
Literally. Yeah. I also saw it for the first time with friends.
Someone showed it to me. Literally, did you see this? And
I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, that was not a Google search. That was in my face.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're like, as a collective, like, oh my gosh. I feel like I was huddled around a group of girls on a flip phone. Like,
yes.
I wish I was joking. It was a silver flip phone. I remember seeing it and being like, oh my gosh.
Lived the same life. Because literally same.
If you were also scarred by celebrity nudes as a child, let us know in the comments. I do think the conversation around nudes was different, though, because they're also, I think now, and looking back, it's like, especially, you know, thinking about, I don't know what the context was of Chris Brown's nudes, but Vanessa Hudgens were leaked.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's like, what a terrible thing to have happened to her.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And like, I hate that I was looking at it and contributing to that.
Yeah. Right.
But obviously the conversation was different. Whereas now I think there's a lot more awareness of like, that is a bad thing. Like, revenge porn is wrong and bad.
Right.
And we shouldn't look up celebrity nudes that were posted without their consent.
Right.
Absolutely.
But I also think the conversation of nudes in general now is like not that serious. Like, if Vanessa Hudgens posted something, I'd be like, girl, I literally don't care. Like, everybody's on OnlyFans. We see all kinds of shit on Twitter every day. Like, it's like not that serious anymore.
We're pretty desensitized to that kind of stuff.
It's like not, because like, people aren't getting canceled for posting nudes or like, or somebody leaking nudes. Like, mm-hmm. no mm-hmm. one is angry at the person that got the nude leaked anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like, okay.
Right. But like back in the day, the internet was so fresh and so new and nothing was on it. Well, so for her to have a naked picture on there.
And she was a Disney girl.
Yep.
So that was all, that alone was like crazy.
I do want to say I disagree with that. It still does kind of, like, I do think it matters because the idea of someone posting, spreading that kind of information without the subject's consent takes away their autonomy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Which I know is not what you were saying, but I do want to say that since this is a podcast.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Agreed. Yeah, I just think we're just desensitized to the fact of like, oh, so if they were like, Vanessa dropped a nude, I wouldn't look it up. I'd be like,
okay, I don't care.
Like, yeah. I'd be like, we've like, seen everyone too. Like I don't a know. Boob. Yeah, yeah, it's just so
it's
fine.
Just like,
but like at the time, it was just so like, oh my gosh. Because
how
also
could you?
And also like, there was barely stuff on the internet to consume. Like,
and also the blame was not placed on the person that leaked it. The blame was placed on Vanessa.
It was the photo of mm-hmm. absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Which made it to be, again, usually the woman's fault and all of the blame and like, oh my God, she's, you know, a slut, a whore, all the things, you know, that happen, that the names you get called when stuff like that happens. And it's like crazy because she sent that to somebody she trusted, right? Mm-hmm. With consent. That was a whole thing. And like, she wasn't in the wrong, but because we have villainized naked bodies.
Yeah.
You are angry at her because she was intimate with somebody she was intimate with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that person betrayed her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in this era, too, I just Google checked it because I was like, I swear this was the same year. And it was. 2007 is when the Kim K sex tape got leaked. And 2007 is when Vanessa Hudgens' nudes were leaked against her will.
Yeah, we were like 11, 12.
Yeah, wow. 2007. We were definitely still in elementary mm-hmm. school.
Right?
2007.
I know, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, yeah. No, we were in fifth grade.
Yeah.
We were in fifth grade in 2007.
Crazy. That's right in between elementary and high and middle school. We were like, whoa.
And I think.
Totally. And I remember my parents. I don't remember really having conversations with my parents about this, but I remember them explicitly being like, this is inappropriate. And me being like, is it because she's naked? Or what about this is inappropriate? Like, yes, naked bodies. But like, we don't have these conversations about shit I see on TV, but is it because I watch her? Like, is that why we're having this conversation? Because
I look up to Vanessa.
Right, because I watch High School Musical every single day. Is that why, like, we're having this conversation?
Right.
And probably.
Maybe because my mother to give me the being like, we know that she likes Zach, so maybe we don't. And not that my mom was consuming content, but she was, like, only seeing from the movies of what I was consuming.
Right, because what I'm consuming, which is why I'm like, was it because that I was watching her.
Right.
Yeah. And you felt like it was necessary to acknowledge this, right?
That we were, like, looking up to her.
Because we never had conversations about when I maybe was watching like a film for adults, right? Maybe rated PG-13 or whatever with my parents. Like, we didn't talk about we never talked about Angelina Jolie, even though she was naked all the time. Like, that was not the tea. But when it came to Vanessa Hudgens, we did have a chat, and I was like, oh, it's me and Mamie. Like, oh, it's because I was watching her. Like, that
on
was
TV.
Somebody.
Yeah. So I put her in this box, like, okay, she's this character on this TV show, and now she's doing this stuff, making it okay in this 11-year-old's mind. So she's like, allow me to explain.
Let me help you. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I'm assuming. Who knows? We were 11.
And like,
it's making an example of something in a digital age they maybe didn't super understand, because that technology was as new to them in a lot of respects as it was to us.
Absolutely.
Like, phones and smartphones and everything else, because it was around middle school for me, people started getting smartphones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. To send a photo?
Yeah.
It's not... Nudes literally did not exist.
No. You had to pay extra money to send, like, a photo. Do you remember that?
Yes.
When you had to pay on the Gove plan, you'd have to pay, like, $1.75 for a photo.
Yes. Yes. TBT.
When they would charge you on a text that you would receive, and you're like, I didn't even want this text.
And half the time it was like a forward where it was like a picture of like, send to your 10 BFFs.
Me like not you wasting my minutes.
Yep.
Me trying to explain minutes to my siblings, and they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, you know what?
I had to go to Target and charge my phone.
You don't even, and I can't. The way I'm like, the way I'll have a foot in the grave trying to explain this to you. Like,
no, right. You'll just look more embarrassing.
No, if you relate, please comment like a cell phone emoji. I need to know how many of you in the comments understand.
Literally. Please. Don't make us feel so old.
So in our post-high school musical Sexual Awakenings, what then kind of was the next thing in your twisty-turny journey?
Mamma Mia, the movie. Ooh. Them crawling on the beach. Don't go away. I was like, I remember sitting there, I was 11. I was like, I shouldn't be watching this. I knew it in the moment. I was like, who let me watch this?
Right.
You know what's so funny? I saw Mamma Mia, the musical on Broadway with my dad when I was like 10.
Not that.
Because we got like the under the stairs last minute tickets for like $50. And yeah, we were in like the fourth row.
Amazing.
And when they come out in the Speedos and like are doing their little dance, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, we were in like the fourth row. And I remember like sitting there feeling like, oh my God, like, what do I say something to my dad? Like, this is awkward. Yeah. And I remember he just turned to me and he goes, we're up really close.
Yes, I was like,
yeah.
All right. Well, Sierra.
So when you talk about.
Welcome to the theater. Yeah,
when you talk about Mamma Mia and the sexual awakening, instantly I'm with the Speedo in my face.
But also the iconic... Sorry, I'm trying to compose myself. I feel like the most sexual song of that musical has to be when the auntie is like, does your mother know? And she's flirting with that young guy on the beach. And she's like, does your mother know? And she's like flirting with this younger guy because... I know there's like a lot of sex going on because like dot, 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 like the whole musical is. But like, I don't know, but there's something about that on the beach. I have a confession.
I've literally never seen Mamma Mia.
God, you are the worst because you hate Mamma Mia. So you just have chosen to never see it. Even the one with Meryl Streep, nothing?
Never.
Not even the crawling on the beach scene that Jess mentioned? This is in my brain.
There's a crochet penis flower in...
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I just hallucinated.
Come again? In Dancing Queen, there's a bit where... Because I remember watching this being like, how is this on TV? And being disturbed a little bit, where Tanya plucks they're razzing Meryl Streep's character and being like, hey, you slept with three men,
right?
And while they're doing that, they're singing Dancing Queen, and there's a montage in the bedroom, and Rosie at one point has like this crochet bra on over. They're doing the most, and at one point Tanya plucks a crochet flowers in a vase. And it's very phallic, and she plucks it up and puts it between her legs and is like, ha-ha, like holding a cigar. And I remember being like, this should not be on the TV right now.
It definitely looked like sanctioned a pain.
It was very phallic.
It was. And you know what? There's three girlies here, and I feel like we could figure some sort of Chiquitita situation. Okay. Uh-huh. Maybe in the Halloween special as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to strap you down, and me and Sierra can open your eyeballs and force you to watch Mamma Mia, and you will like it.
I'm going to strap you down.
I was like... You guys!
Yeah.
Come on, this is the sexual awakening episode. We can get crazy. Come on.
She shot me down. I was like, I literally was like,
I will strap you down. Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa,
wow,
oh God, for mature audiences only.
This is for adults. The question was, other than Zac Efron in High School Musical.
After that, yeah.
Well, this was before, I just do have to say, because I feel like you might also feel this way, and maybe others at home, and I hope you too, I don't know. Benny from The Sandlot had me unwell.
You mean mm-hmm. Benny the Jet Rodriguez?
I absolutely mean Benny the Jet Rodriguez. And I'm going to tell you what my very quick experience was. I was watching it. Again, I was on the farm. And I was watching it, and I was like, wow, like, there's something about this boy, whatever. And I was young. Like, I was definitely, like, under 10. But I was like, Jesus, like, holy shit. And I was watching, and then my mom was around, whatever, and I was like, I like him, blah, blah, blah. And mom was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I remember looking at her and being like, no, I like him. And she was like, no, you don't. And I was like, oh. Like... I remember, like, that is engraved in my memory because I was, like, I was definitely feeling things. But, again, I didn't understand and didn't know. But I was, like, trying to tell your mom understand.
No, I feel it.
Because I was, like, oh, I like him. And she was, like, yeah. And I was, like, no, no, no. I like him. And she was, like, no. And I was, like, oh.
No. Gotcha. Gotcha. Keep that one to myself next time.
I was, like, right. Noted. But Benny the Jet Rodriguez...
But the way he laced up those high top Converse, dude. I was like, ooh.
The way he would lick his lip before throwing the ball, bro.
Young me lost it.
I wasn't okay.
And no. It's like you said earlier, Pete, it's really the Riz. It's not even so much that like he was so cute to me as like a, you know, 10-year-old.
Dude.
He was cool.
The he way, had that like, ooh. Like he always be like, all right, boys. Like he was I just was like the guy. Oh, and he was just so
he was, cute. He was cute.
He was just yeah. so cute. I he love cute. Benny. Lotioning and oiling and oiling.
Yeah. Benny the Jet.
I'm trying to figure out what year the Lord of the Rings came out because I know Legolas had a huge impact on me. Like I felt some sort of weird. And again, I'm not sure if it's because that was the time that I thought he was gay. I was like, oh my God, I'm feeling so crazy about this person. And like,
he said, I like this girl. God, I'm a lesbian. Jeez. Oh,
I know, I know. I was like,
time to come out because I definitely love Legolas.
I literally was like,
no, I definitely had feelings for him too.
It came out in 2001, so it might have been when you watched it.
2001.
You're 1995 or 96?
Yeah, I was like 6. So it must have been like when I was like 8 or 10. Yeah. Like, because my dad didn't show me right when it came out. It was like, we already had come to DVD. So like later.
Right. So it was later, yeah.
Maybe around the same 10, 11, 12. And obviously I was like, I still don't know. I didn't even like know if I liked boys or anything. Like I just like knew that this person was making me feel crazy when he was throwing the arrows. I was like, whoa. And they're coming out of nowhere.
I had an Orlando Bloom like phase because I mean him in Pirates I was like fucking hell
Elizabeth I'm like the way
wait Elizabeth
are you talking from
a good girls good or bad girl. Girls or whatever the fuck this shit's called
yes bad know, girls
no Netflix. I feel it's like it's Netflix. Good it's from Netflix you know what's the one with like it's like these moms who like
bad moms
no, no with Cameron Diaz
yeah.
no no this is a Netflix show and they like are laundering money or doing something illegal but they're working with like this crazy guy and it's just like whatever this man he's so hot and he's just like he's so this girl's name is Elizabeth
it's called Good Girls
and it got the girl from Parks and Rec the black girl in it she's in it and it's like these other women it doesn't really matter but this man is always like Elizabeth get in the car Elizabeth and the way he says it I'm like gah! And you know what let me expose myself right now because I do be watching like the fan TikToks what are those called like fan cams the TikToks of that I can't lie I do watch them and I do re-watch them because they're so good I'm sorry me like I wish my name was Elizabeth
pretending my name is Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Just for that purpose.
Get in the car, Elizabeth. I said, I'm in the car.
Because why is he going, Elizabeth? But though, it's like a booth.
It's like, whoa. I'll send it to you because you simply need to,
it's Good Girls.
And I think you'll get it.
Okay.
You'll simply just get it.
It's Good Girls, right? From Netflix?
It's Good Girls from Netflix.
So make sure to check that out. That's on Netflix as well as Hairspray that we talked about.
Yes, and The Sandlot.
And The Sandlot if you never have because.
If you never have.
Iconic.
Iconic.
The Great Bambino.
Yeah. Oh no, the Great Bambino.
Yeah. The Colossus of Cloud. Yeah. I love that movie. Me Such too. An iconic movie.
It's so good.
So Benny, definitely
100%
in that.
I realized that kind of outside of the ones we've talked about, for me it wasn't really specific characters and celebrities. The biggest part of my sexual awakening was reading fan fiction on Tumblr. It was not like a specific like visual other than like we talked about like Hairspray and the Notebook scene and outside of those and those were kind of pre-sexual awakening
those were
those first feelings
my
true like sexual awakening was fully reading fan fiction on Tumblr and I started reading fan fiction on Tumblr not in search of anything spicy just like I really like this series. So let's.
Right.
Oh, there's more I can read about this world. How interesting.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's getting a little spicy.
Right.
And then I'm like, this wasn't in the book.
Right.
And then I'm staying up all night under the covers, scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
Yeah.
And that was really the biggest thing for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm missing out by like not reading the smut. Like,
did you not read fan fiction?
No, I never did. I never did. And I feel like.
You can start now.
That's what I'm saying. Now I'm here. So just guide me,
I feel like the great thing about smut and or fan fiction, all of it, is it really is kind of up to your own interpretation.
Right. You, it's your own imagination.
Like, obviously you're reading, and if they describe what the person looks like or the whole situation or whatever, right, you can visualize. But it really is up to you how you decide to see it. Mm-hmm. And yes. So it can play into what you're already into, what you already like, kind of shit, kind of guys or girls, whatever the fuck you like, the visuals, the situation. You can visualize all of that and read a story. Like, it's, that's why they have the audiobooks. Bro, audio erotica? Girl.
That's the thing too, right? Like, you know, fan fiction was like my sexual awakening. And as an adult, I love reading like erotica and dirty books. And I have like really no interest in like visual porn.
Right.
I have got to get my books, man.
For real, honestly, because it gives you the opportunity to decide what you see. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, obviously you can watch porn and like, whatever, there's nothing wrong with it. Live your life. Like, who cares? But you experience what they show you. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is.
Right. Yes.
But you literally get to like hand pick and choose what you see in your mind because you're just reading it or hearing it. Right.
Well, and your level of involvement of like how, I know that sounds weird, but like you can project onto the characters or not and just be like, this is crazy. I feel like I read smut and I stay for the world building. Because they do it, a lot of authors do it really well.
Mm-hmm. And there's just such a huge amount of it online. And I think that's what the Tumblr fanfiction was for me as a teenager and even a preteen, was like, oh, I'm now learning what tags to search for.
Right.
And that's why it was really a sexual awakening of, oh, like, what am I into?
Well, that was the world that opened me up to, like, kinks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because, obviously, like, you don't know, and you just simply don't know. But, like, reading stuff like that, I was like, oh, I did read this, and I did see this tag, and I, like, kind of like that. So when I'm searching for some other shit, I'm going to look up this tag because I was really feeling like this.
And that's why I was tied down because.
And that's why when you were like, tie me down, I was like, whoa.
Whoa. But you can find that.
You know my Tumblr search history?
Look, I don't know.
Delete.
I don't know if I'm prepared to speak on my past Tumblr. My past Tumblr was a bit spicy. I was going to say, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
That's all I'll leave it at.
I think fan fiction was also like an easy door for me to open, like thinking about sexuality and exploring that because it was entirely internal.
Right.
And also I was reading about like characters and I felt like, oh, well, if I got like caught reading this, I'd just be like, oh, well, I just like reading about like these characters. I just really like Harry Potter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it felt a little bit less exposing. Right. It felt a comfortable way for me to explore those feelings.
Right. Less like, yeah, it was like dirty, but it didn't feel wrong in the way that like if I got caught watching porn would feel wrong.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Like, yes, if my parents read this passage of this Harry Potter fan fiction, I would be really embarrassed and we would probably have a chat, whatever. But like, it's not going to feel the same way as if they literally took my phone and I was like straight up just like born up. Like, I'm like, oh my God, fuck.
Right.
Like, it definitely was not giving the same vibe. And it felt more, I also felt way more in control.
Yes.
Of the situation reading. Because again, it was up to my own interpretation. Because I could still read everything and not feel anything because that was my prerogative. But if I wanted to feel like something, I had the option to be like, all right, let's get into it. Mm-hmm. Because it wasn't forced upon me. I'm not watching something and then it's happening and I'm like, well, here we are.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I had the choice to be like, I'm just reading this and it's fine. Or I'm reading and visualizing. You know what I mean?
The words were just here. I don't know. I don't know. Read.
Right.
Right.
I read.
Yeah, right. Sorry. I just read the book.
Yes.
And books aren't bad. So
I'm a scholar.
Thank you.
Oh, maybe I'll never read a book again then. Fine.
Okay.
Fine. Yeah. And as a resident gay of 20 whatever, I wanted to open it up a little bit. So for our gay sexual awakenings, I wanted to say there's a few that I have that are very specific. And I don't know if any of you guys will like know, but there are a few. Coyote Ugly. Does anybody remember that movie? Tyra Banks is in it.
Yeah. No.
Watch Coyote Ugly. I can't even explain to you what it is now, but please watch it. And you'll also just get why I was like not doing well.
Writing that one down.
Have you guys seen Bend It Like Beckham?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I loved that movie when I was a kid and I didn't know why, but I loved it. And now looking back, I'm like, I really like Jacinda. the main girl in the movie. And I love the part where she's like with her aunties and they're like, I don't know what they're doing, but they're like, and your breasts will look like juicy, juicy mangoes. And I remember that. And I would always be like, juicy, juicy mangoes. Because I was like, I want my breasts to look like juicy, juicy mangoes. Bandit Like Beckham is a national treasure to me and shall be protected at all costs. Because
I haven't seen that movie in so long, but it's such a good movie.
I brought it up to Ryan because I was like, you're Indian.
She's stupid.
But I'm like, you're Indian. Have you seen Bandit Like Beckham? He's like, of course.
Absolutely. I've seen Bandit Like Beckham.
That's why I was like, I don't feel bad asking about this because I know you've seen it. And he was like, of course. And I was like, and so he started quoting it, and then he does the whole like juicy, juicy mangoes. And I was like, oh my God, I am literally so in love with you. Because of course.
Did not quote your juicy, juicy, juicy mangoes.
He did the juicy, juicy mangoes exactly the way I needed it to be said, and it was perfect. And I was like,
baby,
I love you.
Yeah.
Right. And he was like, no, like, it's simply iconic. I've seen it so many times. Like, my whole, like, family, like, we. And I was like, right. Doing the math, like, have I always, like, been here, but, like, didn't know? But also, because we just need to talk about it for a second, just for a second, and we'll get to what we really need to be getting into. But I was rewatching Degrassi recently, and I was like, oh my gosh, I remember I loved this boy named Sav, like, in Degrassi, like, so cute, so hot, this, like, Indian boy, and I'm like, oh, I love him so much, blah, blah, blah. Right, okay, forgot about that, started rewatching it, and then I was like, I remember being so in love with him, like, wow, and then I was like,
did it start here?
Huh. I'm like, oh, it's giving checks out, look at this man.
Yep.
Think about my boyfriend
right
now.
Holy shit, that is a photograph of your boyfriend.
Like, that's him. There he is. There's Ryan. There he is. Love to see
him. What was he doing on Degrassi?
I don't know.
Girl. Ask him if he knows Drake.
That is your man.
I, like, thought about it, and I remember being like, bro. And so I, like, sent him a picture, and I was like, I used to love him when I was in high school. Like, it's crazy. I was like, love this for me. Like, caught it. Like, didn't even know that I knew, but now here we are.
Good for you.
So, I know.
Good for you. Congratulations.
I'm like, it's giving you with that one boy.
With Shang.
Shang.
Yep.
Yeah. Lee Shang. Yep. The same guy's Lee Shang.
And you with, what's that boy's name from that one show that you were like, yeah, I love, and it was just Simply Steven.
Oh, from The Bachelor? No, not The Bachelor.
Anyone.
No, wait, who was it?
No, we had a whole thing. Remember, you were like, yeah, it's this boy. We were like,
no,
that's Simply Steven.
From Princess Diaries.
Yes.
Yes.
Michael.
You guys, it's giving the three of us are literally dating
our childhood crushes.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a trend a while ago on TikTok where people would be like, my childhood crush who I dated? We should do that.
Well, I did the one. I did like the whoever lands on is like, who your boyfriend is, and they landed on Prince Naveen, and I was like, this looks just like Ryan.
Good for you.
I know.
Congratulations. And good for you.
Good for us.
Like, truly, I really would like to raise a glass because...
Raise a glass to freedom.
Something they can never take away. Girl, oh my God.
And okay. That's how we remember when Ryan's a theater kid. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you forget.
You're right. It's because...
And then you just broke out in Hamilton.
I know. And that's the one I, like, try to avoid because it's so, like...
Why are you hiding from yourself?
Yeah. Well, it's just, I don't... The association is sometimes...
But who cares if that's you?
I guess me. I guess I care.
Raise a glass to the four of us. Tomorrow there'll be more of us.
Oh my God, that was so theater kid. I'm so done.
The four of us and more of us.
Right.
Oh my gosh. No, and they'll be telling the story of tonight. Because this is so embarrassing. Yeah, the sexual awakenings, y'all.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to live this one down.
Which we have got to dive into what they have submitted us and see if we have the same. Like,
oh
just
my God,
to match
you're so
up.
Right. You're so right.
They're like Link Larkin. We're like, oh my God, yes.
Right.
Who we just spent the entire episode talking about. Fantastic.
Exactly.
You're like, let's talk about Zac Efron more. Can do. Will do.
Will do.
Anonymous, please. I get it. I should have been like, anonymous, please, but I don't have that luxury. You know what I mean? Tom Welling, specifically as Charlie Baker in Cheaper by the Dozen. And you know what?
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dude, Tom Welling in Smallville. Did you guys ever watch Smallville?
I didn't, but I remember the commercials.
Dude, I watched Smallville. There's a specific episode where he like, something happens to him and he's like a bad guy, but it's like so sexy, obviously. Duh. bad guys are always so sexy. I was like, whoa, Tom Welling. Also his name, Welling?
Welling.
Welling?
Because it's Swelling. Welling. Thank you for that. All right, I'll move on to our next one.
But yes, Anonymous, I agree.
Cheaper by the Dozen?
First of all,
great film.
Great film.
Could quote it all.
Wait a second. That film was fantastic.
I could truly quote the entire movie. I guarantee it.
I remember Miss Hilary Duff. I was so obsessed.
Oh, yeah,
with
and
her.
Allison
yeah.
Stoner?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Miss yep. Allison Stoner, too.
Yep. Great movie. Great film.
I was kind of like, how cool would it be to live in a big house like this with all these people?
That's the reason why I wanted to have 12 kids when I was younger.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which also, TBT, the music like playing in that movie was definitely Simple Plan. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Isn't that when they like go to the new school?
Yes. And they were like so mean to the kids. It's like, remember, oh my God, when Tom Welling, hottie, was parking the car and they're like, moo, because their car is like trash or whatever.
Yes, yeah, I remember that.
Tragic.
Gosh.
I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Dude, that was definitely, because tonight will be the night
and I will fall for you.
But that was the era. That was the era.
Yeah.
Honestly, Simple Plan is one of my sexual awakenings, but not the way you would expect. I remember someone got me a CD for Christmas without looking at the inside pamphlet that they used to have. Oh. And it was just like really risque, really pretty girls. And I was just like, what is happening?
Right.
And then I was like, no one can ever see the light of day, and I would hide it under my bed.
right.
Turns off the nightlight. Anyways.
I'm just really passionate about the lyrics.
Right.
The music just gets me.
Right.
All right. And our next one up is by Kaylin. They say, she go from Kim Possible. Enough said.
Yeah, enough said.
Yeah.
So hot, bro. I have wanted to be Shego so many years for Halloween, but then every time I'm like, it's too basic. Like, everybody does Shego, whatever, but she's so hot.
Your
dude.
Green beanie is giving Shego. You should, for Halloween, go as Shego and make Ryan be a dragon.
Impossible. Oh.
I was going to say Rufus, but.
Also, actually, 1 year for Halloween, when I was like, in elementary school, I was Kim Possible.
Oh,
I
love that's that. So cute.
And
so
I
cute.
Like, wore like a cheer uniform. Like that was like what it was giving.
That's adorable.
So cute. Yeah.
But, funny enough, the photo that I have for Ryan's screensaver for when she calls me is TBT to when she was younger in a Halloween like makeup. Like you were literally just like a cat.
Oh, like a cat?
Yeah, it's actually a cute photo and we'll put it up here.
No.
Dude, that photo of you is so cute.
Yeah, cute.
And your makeup
crease,
is done.
Bruh.
You had what?
I had a cut crease.
Come on.
That my dad did, so iconic review, Dad. Hope you're not listening.
Snap it out. You're like, I hope not to
this. Shout out to you, except definitely shouldn't be hearing.
Please turn this off immediately.
Right now.
All right, from Sienna, they say, hello, girlies. You're all wonderful. My bisexual awakening was watching Hercules when I realized I liked both Meg and Hercules.
Right.
Definitely also Atlantis. The characters in that movie were all attractive to me.
Yep.
And my biggest awakenings for sure, though, was in books. Definitely Harry Potter, like Sierra, LOL.
Sierra, she got you.
Yep, called you out.
Oh, yeah. Sienna. You and me were probably reading the same ones.
Right.
And Twilight and The Hunger Games and Divergent. I also read some Hunger Games fan fiction.
Yeah.
I know, like, the popular opinion now, like, later from Hunger Games is that we don't stan Gale.
Right.
But I loved Liam Hemsworth, so I read a lot of, like, Gale fan fiction.
Right.
Okay. Gale and Katniss. But now I know. I see.
I mean, we're here now.
Right.
But then we weren't here.
We're
so
Team
it's okay.
PETA now, but then I was very
giving
Team Gale.
Yeah. One of my exes is literally saved in my phone as Liam Hemsworth in a bad way, specifically referencing Gale from Hunger Games.
Scream.
So that when they call me, I know not to pick up.
It's the Liam Hemsworth in a bad way.
It literally
in a bad way.
In parentheses. Liam Hemsworth.
It's Gale.
In a bad way.
That is so funny and so iconic of you. Keep it up. Keep up the good work, Jessica.
Keep it up, Jess.
Keep it up.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah. I really didn't get into the Hunger Games, even like just in general. Like I watched it and I was like, these are good movies, but I was like, I don't really care enough to like really get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the other one you said? You said Harry Potter.
Twilight.
Oh, Twilight. Right. The Twilight fan fiction was necessary. I was like, listen, we just need to.
We were there for the build up. We just wanted stuff to get done because we waited so many movies. That's fair.
We waited literally all the movies for them to do anything.
Nothing also.
And they also simply did nothing. And I was like, I mean, I love that the bed is broken, but like we could have maybe seen a little bit.
I truly remember getting to that movie like, this better give me something because I've been waiting for so long. I'm here with three of my other friends, but I don't care. I want something.
It really was giving like, go girl, give us nothing. Like it gave enough for me to imagine, but I wanted to see.
And I think I was honestly expecting Notebook maybe because I could see what Notebook could give. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And like, yeah, them in the ocean. I was going to say, and they did give in the ocean, but like.
Yeah, but maybe
we could have just got more. And that's just, that's a personal thing. But we could just got it.
And that's just us being like greedy and wanting more. Okay. Hey, girly. Kylie B here. Hey, Kylie. There are so many. I know I'm not alone in this, but Kovu in Lion King 2, of course.
Yes.
Bernard from The Santa Claus. Right. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Right, right.
Balthier from Final Fantasy 12. Not sure about that.
Oh, that's a video game, right?
Oh.
Final Fantasy 12? Final Fantasy?
Google it. We gotta Google.
Yeah, a Balthier. Final Fantasy.
Is it giving?
It's giving like blonde elf Orlando Bloom a little
bit. All right, Legolas, I see you. What's up?
Yes. That's valid. Among many, many others. No need to be anonymous.
I forgot about Bernard. I forgot about Bernard.
I did too.
I literally read that and I was like, I remember us having a conversation about how you felt about Bernard.
Charlie was a little cute when I was younger. I remember I was like younger.
Charlie was
like in the first movie. I was like,
no, or was it the second one
when he was being bad?
When he was in high school.
Yeah, there was one.
Spray painting was like, and
It's me putting the beanie behind my ear like it's my hair.
Yeah. Whoa. When he was being bad about the principal and he's like, Dad, you don't get it.
And then he started dating the principal.
Yeah.
And remember when he got mad? I used to remember being like, why is he even mad? But now I'm like,
right.
Of course he's mad.
Right.
This woman literally gives him detention every day, and now his dad's like kissing him.
And she hates Christmas, and my dad stands for Christmas.
And my dad's literally Santa Claus.
Thank you.
Right.
Like,
and I can't tell anyone.
It's one thing to be like, hey, Dad, I don't think this woman, like, is the right wife for you, but a whole nother level to be like, I don't think she's gonna make the best Mrs. Claus.
Right.
Like, it's not even just about me.
Right.
It's about the whole world. And Christmas.
Right.
All right. Our next one. I'm so excited to announce this one, honestly. Paolo from the Lizzie McGuire movie, even though he couldn't even sing and was a fraud. Marisol.
He was a fraud.
But he was kind of cute.
I wasn't here for Paolo.
Oh my God.
No. Did you like Brown Noser?
I did. I liked the Gordo. Sneaky Brown Noser with the hidden agenda.
Yeah.
No, you know who I really liked, though, was Ethan Kraft.
I liked
Gordo and Lizzie, but mm-hmm. I didn't like Gordo.
Yeah, I didn't like him, like, for me.
Yeah, like, if there was a Gordo poster, I wouldn't have put it on my wall. No. But if it was Gordo and Lizzie, I am shipping.
I'd be like, I stand for that love.
I'm sorry, unpopular opinion, but the true romance of that movie was Miss Ungermeyer and the bodyguard. And
that bald bodyguard. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
That was Jess's sexual awakening.
No, but I'm happy for them.
No, the bodyguard was super hot. I really, what's his name? Ethan Kraft.
Uh-huh.
I feel like, what do they call them? They're not bimbos.
Himbos.
Himbos have a special place in my heart.
That's why you like Justin Bieber, respectfully. And I mean that with so much respect.
But here's the thing. He's simply not. Himbos are like big boys. Big, dumb boys. He is a small man.
Oh my God. I thought it was just like short for himbos and like.
No, himbos are just like big dummies.
Again, I would like to stand by my.
Nope. He is not big. He is small.
All right, Justin Bieber. I'm sorry. You didn't apply. Sorry, Justin Bieber.
He doesn't qualify. Himbos are like Kronk.
Or Hercules. Yes.
Or Hercules, yes. Or Johnny Bravo. Yes. Big boys.
I might have a thing for those guys.
Yeah, it's large.
Sorry, Ryan.
large, attractive men who tend to not be very bright, but usually extremely nice and respectful.
I'm so sorry. You brought up Kronk, and
Kronk
I was like,
that's what I'm saying. Example.
Kronk and Johnny Bravo are himbos. That's why Justin Bieber doesn't qualify. He's literally like 5'7 and small.
You're right.
Sorry, and I love him, but like, it's not it.
I'm sorry. Are we done fighting? Give me your hand. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Would you categorize Justin Bieber as baby girl?
Yes.
Aww.
Baby girl.
Yeah.
All right, I've got one from Emily who says, as soon as I saw Sexual Awakening, my mind immediately went to the movie Spirit. Talk about a stallion.
Thank you.
And then she did that emoji like blowing the smoke.
Oh my. Remember when I tried to talk about Spirit and you guys were like, not the horse. And I was like, did you guys see his eyebrows?
Threaded.
Threaded. That's what made him a man, bro. That's
he's not a like, man. He's a horse.
Please. You don't get it. You don't get it. And I'm not here to explain it to you. You either get it or you don't. So
the girls like, so get it.
And the girls who don't.
Thanks, Emily, because I needed that. Thank you. Okay. Ooh. This is a great one. Can everybody just take a look, actually, before we get into it? Look at his eyebrows.
I mean, if I was a... I mean, yeah.
That is a very good looking horse. I was a horse,
but I mean, just like...
But here's the thing.
I said yes to Kovu, so I can't just be like, if I was a horse.
Right, exactly. Because here's the thing. He also had such an attitude. He would also, like, buck off the guys that were mean. He was... All of, like, the human guys that were mean, he would always, like, thank you.
Why is that face giving like that? Because like, that's giving, like, whoa.
Right. Take it all in.
Yeah, I don't know if I could feel like this about a horse. We should... Okay, we gotta go. Next.
I gotta go. This is a great one. Hi, ladies. As a bi gal, noticed a couple of pairings that really awakened something in me. Oh, so for your consideration, number one, Troy Bolton's parents, specifically in High School Musical 3.
What?
Wait a minute. The parents in the 3...
To me, the parents were like background characters.
Well.
Not to her.
I was going
to
say.
Ray from Memphis said the parents from High School Musical 3.
And you know what, Ray? If they gave that to you, you know what? I'm here to support that.
I'm here for it. I'm kind of here for the dad a little bit. But I don't know if it's just because it was giving like coach, you know?
Yeah. No, you're right. The parents weren't background characters. The mom was a background character.
The mom was. But what Ray is saying, them as a couple was giving, you know? And maybe, and you know, we all know those parents who like are a little spicy and you're like, yeah, you guys are in love, huh? You know?
I'm going to go back and watch High School Musical 3 and specifically look for that love because I want to know what they're talking about.
The lore.
Yeah. Yes. I there's something there that I'm not catching actually is what is the tea.
And maybe we just need
and
to
I'm
going to
write that
time.
Down. Thank you.
And Ray caught it.
Mm-hmm. And Ray caught it. She saw the flames. They saw the flames.
Oh, no. They saw the flames.
Let's stick to it.
Number two, Alice and Jasper from Twilight.
Yes.
Totally.
Sorry. That was so inaudible.
No, that was so audible.
That was so audible.
Audible is the word you were looking for.
And that was not just by choice. Oh my God.
Right. That was an out of body experience.
That was like from deep within you.
Yeah. That like came out of your face.
Oh.
Number three, David Bowie, Labyrinth.
Absolutely.
Also checks out.
Absolutely.
And then Ray says, absolutely love the pod and what you ladies have brought into my life. It's a joy to look forward to hearing from the girls every week, especially during very lonely season. It is cuffing season. Tragic. Throw it all away. I just appreciate y'all so much. Ray from Memphis.
Thank you, Ray. Memphis.
Love it.
But like tea. All of it's tea. And we will be doing the work to gather the information that you have provided for us.
All right. Up next we have, this is a good one, you guys. Max and Roxanne in a goofy movie sometime in elementary school. Please tell me I wasn't the only one awakened with a cartoon character. Yes.
Yeah, you were not the only one.
No. The way that they had something going on and just the way, like, the Riz that he had performing for her when she was just sitting in the audience and she was just, like, twirling her hair.
She was, like, into it, too.
And because he had zero Riz. He only had Riz when he was trying to get her attention.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he was giving goof. He was giving Max goof.
For sure.
So when he was trying to get Miss Roxanne... He was putting on a show.
Yeah.
Now, you say this, but then we read that story a couple months ago about the girl who said it was the biggest turnoff ever when the guy turned on the Goofy movie as a sexy movie.
And I told you it was a good movie. I'm just kidding.
But the whole movie is, he said it was a romantic movie.
That's exactly true. That's why. Remember, I was trying to convince you. I was like,
and I was
Ryan.
Like, yeah, but Paloma, but like, if you're trying to get me turned on, I promise you a Goofy movie is simply not going to do that.
Yeah, I remember. And thank you. Yeah, I truly you know, remember this moment. And I was like, but, and you were like, Paloma.
Yes, but.
And I remember that correction and I would like to stand by it because you're right. If a man turned that on for a sexy time, that's just like not the vibe.
No.
No, because it's a childhood sexual awakening.
Yeah, it's right. Not like...
That's for me.
Yeah. Respectfully. Yeah, that's for me when I'm 10. Not me as a grown-up trying to, like, get it on.
Right, right. Fair. Thank you. Actually, yeah. No, you know yeah. That, I mean? No, that's literally just the T. And I was like, why is it not? But yeah, the math ain't
But mapping. Also Powerline.
Yeah.
Hot. Got myself emotion. Right.
Girl.
I gotta watch a movie when I go home.
Okay, this next one, they say, this is embarrassing, but it was definitely the Wickersham brothers from Seussical. They can monkey around with me anytime.
I am so sorry, but I'm just going to jump right in because I had a huge crush on the guys that played the Wickersham brothers when my first musical was Seussical. So I see you. And they were twins. They were the Wickersham brothers, literally. So like you I'm so sorry to jump in like this with this aggressive lore. But her saying the Wickersham brothers, I'm like, right. And I can picture the two blonde twins that played the Wickersham brothers, TBT, when I was 9 years old. And I was like, and the Wickersham brothers. Yes. I'm sorry. I'm done. Take the mic.
What was it, the song where there's a rustle in the bushes?
Yes.
Like what?
Here's the thing. Let's just talk. The Wickersham brothers are just like two guys that are like cool and they're trying to like insert themselves in the story and that's why they're cool. You know, stop laughing so hard.
Because I am like, this is like kind of been the first one that I like You're don't get.
Out.
Yeah.
This exactly.
This is the first one.
And that's fine.
And I'm not judging. I'm just saying I don't get the lore.
And that's fine. But stand by me as I talk about these damn Wickersham brothers.
get behind me while I talk about these monkeys.
Right now. Oh, okay, horse girl. That's true. I was gonna and you know what's so funny is like I think it's really just like I'm not picturing the Wickersham brothers. It's like the characters who played like the boys right. in the musical when I was little, and I'm right. like, oh right, that was so cute.
Right.
TBT.
Well, that's fair.
Well,
that's
you're okay. not alone.
No, obviously not.
Thank God. All right, you guys, here is our last one. And they say, it is so hard to remember all of them because I know there are more, but most memorable is Cedric Diggory from Harry Potter, of course.
Absolutely.
Also, Victor Crumb gave me a sexual awakening as a fully grown woman.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was here for Cedric. I didn't have any feelings about Victor Crumb. He was like a little much for me, like the whole like burly man, like
yeah,
like I want like the soft boy Cedric Diggory, who's like, you know, a little more reserved.
I got what I wanted from both because I was like, yes, Cedric Diggory is really giving, right? But then I was like, but Victor Crumb could also simply just pick me up and throw me around.
I mean, so could Hagrid, you know? But.
Okay.
Well, that's not a reason.
All right.
Okay.
That was too funny. Shut the fuck up. We have to stop there because that was so funny. Stop. So we can't top that.
I'm like, okay. We can't top it. I'm sorry. Well, so can Hagrid. I'm literally going to use that. I'm sorry. Well, so can Hagrid.
Boo.
You know what? Hagrid is a cat. Dude, not for me.
No. I mean, emotionally, I feel like I could be fulfilled emotionally.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh,
and that's absolutely. About it.
For sure.
But that's about it. That's all I could really get. Stop. And we're done.
And
on that note.
Oh, man. Should we do our woo girl moment?
It yes, is time.
Now is the time.
All right. So every episode, we dedicate it to one of y'all, one of our viewers, to celebrate something that is going on in your life, be it big, small, more conventional, more unconventional, just a way for us to celebrate you and be the hype girls, the woo girls.
Yeah, we are.
That we are. So let us know in the comments whatever you're celebrating right now, and we might read it for a woo girl minute in the future.
Yes.
All right, so from Anonymous, she/they, I accepted my queerness and began unapologetically living it. Despite a less than enthusiastic response from my family, my friends and professors have been incredible. Arrow and Ace people belong in the world, and I'm proud to accept and love this part of myself. Excited for 2024 and the chance to explore and discover more about myself.
Woo!
That is so exciting. Yes. I'm so happy for you.
Yes, yes, so proud of you. I mean... Not having an enthusiastic or supportive family is really, really hard, but having friends and people that you have around you to support you is, like, almost just as good because at least you have somebody who just, like, loves you unapologetically and supports you, and that's something to celebrate. So, so proud of you. So thankful that you're here supporting us as well. We are supporting you. We love you so much.
And how wonderful to go into the new year just, like, so sure of who you are, yep. ready to live your truth. so happy for you.
Yes.
That feels so good. And I'm so glad to celebrate that.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for watching. And thank you guys so much for supporting us and for following us on Instagram, TikTok. And we will make sure to see you next week, babies.
Yes.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.